Welcome to Midland Classical Academy's Good Night Dad podcast. Our promise is to partner with parents to develop Christ-like leaders. Now here are your hosts, General Eccles and Brandon Schumann.
Brandon, tell us a little bit about the honors program.
Our honors program at Midland Classical Academy is called a Mastery with Honors Credit. The honors program at Midland Classical Academy doesn't follow the traditional model of most schools. Most schools, if you want to sign up for an honors class, you sign up at the beginning of the year, and then you are in an honors class with a bunch of other honors students, and then you have your honors classes or you have your regular classes. And one of the things that that can do is have your smart kids and then your regular kids or your dumb kids, so to speak. That's a distinction we don't want to foster at MCA. For that reason, we don't have honors classes, regular classes. Every class has the potential to be an honors class and can be customized to the students' desires, talents, and interest to pursue those things. What honors credit looks like at Midland Classical Academy is students sign up for what's called a Mastery with Honors Project. And MH projects for short. And so if you've been around MCA for a while, you've heard about this thing called MHs. And that's what they refer to as a Mastery with Honors project.
So our Mastery with Honors projects, they're not exclusive. It's not selective. It's not dependent on the teacher's or the tutor's recommendation. It's not dependent on how aggressive the family wants to be to get a college education or to better qualify for college. It's about them growing.
Yes, it is about them growing, and it is something that students have to be intentional about if they want to pursue. Parents can encourage their students to take and sign up for an honors credit. Every human being is going to naturally pursue the path of least resistance. Some students are eager for that, and then other students are like, I'm not going to do it unless I'm pushed to do it. And as tutors, what we try to do is we try to cast a vision and engage in their imagination and get them involved. Parents, that can be on you too. If it's something that you want your student to pursue, then you can help nudge them or help hold the line to help them pursue these Mastery with Honors credits.
What does it take to get these credits?
It is a lot of work, and that's a good thing. It's a high standard. And what the standard is in order for a student to receive an honors credit at MCA, they have to have a 92.5 or higher overall average at the conclusion of each semester in that class. So, for instance, if a student wanted to receive Mastery with Honors credit in, say, Algebra 1, they would have to have a 92.5 or higher at Christmas and then again at the end of the year just to be eligible for it. And in addition to that, they have to have an 85% participation average at the end of both semesters as well. And typically those two things can go together. If you have a really low participation average, it's probably going to bring your overall average down. But that's just to be eligible for it. So just because you get, say, a 95 at both semesters, that doesn't mean you receive honors credit automatically. It just means you're eligible for it. In order to actually receive that honors credit after you've got that 92.5, the student also has to do a project that enhances their understanding of that subject, and it's an independent project that they do that develops their learning, their knowledge in that particular field that's tutor approved, and it takes 20 hours or more of their time. And so it's an independent project that student applies for typically in October. The application deadlines close sometime early November, depending on the year. And so once students apply for that, they get their tutor to approve that, yes, you are on track to get the 92.5, and this is a project that's worth pursuing, and it has some value. There's several checkpoints along the year, and typically projects are due sometime shortly after spring break. Then the tutor evaluates, yes, you did the project that we agreed on, finish out the year and get your 92.5 or higher, then you receive that MH credit.
It sounds like a great way, just as a dad or a parent, to challenge our kids wherever they're at on the scale. If they're making 85 and meeting all the criteria for the normal course load and achievement, this might be a great way to just inspire them and challenge them to kind of take the next step. In the same sense, if your kid is just kind of cruising through it, they're making high grades and they're a little more high achiever mentality or personality, then this sounds like a great way to really challenge them to put in more effort and to learn more.
Yes, one of the major benefits that this style of honors credit fosters is it encourages students to develop their skill of self-learning. Even though it's guided by the teacher and directed by the parents at home, the student is the one that's doing the work. They're the ones that are curious and trying to learn more about the things that interest them. What we're doing is we're giving them a platform or an excuse to go do things that they may want to do, And sometimes they need nudges for it. It allows them to develop their own skill of self-learning, self-government, learning to use their time well. Nobody likes to do the big cram at the end. It's a lot easier to steadily go about doing your MH projects as opposed to trying to do all 20 hours in the final 10 days. But it really fosters that skill that MCA is all about, which is learning to be a learner.
One thing we've really appreciated as parents is the opportunity that the MH project gives to our son is the ability for this to be their thing. They come up with the idea, they develop it with the help of a tutor. They get to imagine it, they get to create it, and they get to develop it and deliver it. There's something really valuable in that process as a parent because we get to measure basically what their standard is for the quality of what it is they produce outside of somebody else telling them, this is what I want you to do, and this is the result we're looking for. They get to develop that whole process. And I like that that helps us as parents see, maybe in a truer sense, what their standards are as far as how they're coming along in regard to an excellent standard.
Yes, and it really taps into their idea of personal accomplishment because every MH project is very unique and it's student-driven, student-led, student-done. It invites the students to become a part of this creative process of coming up with an idea, executing it, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't. And then at the end of the day, they've got this project to say, this is what it is that I've learned. And whether they're writing a paper or making a painting or doing some sort of service project for the community, I mean, all of that, they can say, this is what I accomplished. Here's what I did, as opposed to, yeah, I just did an extra class and that was a little bit harder, had two extra questions on each test or something, yeah. Something of that nature.
One thing I'd encourage dads to do with their MCA kids is back to casting the vision that we've already discussed, but specifically cast the vision for MHs and begin to generate some excitement, some expectation, just an awareness about MHs. They don't start until eighth grade, right?
They can start in seventh grade if they want to.
Okay. They're not going to start until upper school at least, but even if you've got a third grader or a fourth grader, begin the conversations and introduce them to the idea of MHs so that you don't just get there and then you have a decision, do we want to do more work or not? We did that with our first son and who did not do MHs. I feel like we as a family and Cannon missed some opportunities there because it just kind of snuck up on us. So just a heads up to dads, give a heads up to your family, to your wife, and start discussions about this stuff because it's a great opportunity.
That brings up a great point. If you're a fifth or a sixth grade dad and you're planning on going to the upper school in a couple of years, there's nothing that's stopping you from saying, hey, I want you to do an MH project according to your own standards. Maybe it's not a 20-hour project, but maybe it's a 5-hour project or a 10-hour project.
And that's a great idea.
But you can cast that vision for your own children in fifth or sixth grade just to help warm them up to the idea of MHs when they get to seventh grade.
Yeah. Well, Brandon, I'm sure one of the biggest questions dads and parents are going to have is, does this have an effect, positive or negative, on their college entrance or the criteria that colleges are looking for?
Yes, it does. There's a rumor that's been circulating around that, MHs really don't matter. And that's simply not true. Even if colleges don't care about how many honors credits you get, I can tell you personally, when I write recommendation letters, one of the first questions I ask students is, how many MHs did you do? Or what MH did you do? And when students tell me, here's the MH projects that I did, what that does is that gives me something very tangible to write about and say, this student did this project for me, and let me tell you, it was amazing. This student went above and beyond. Just being able to say what the MH project entails or all the effort it takes to receive an honors credit at MCA and describe that and say, this isn't just your run-of-the-mill honors class. This is a fantastic student. That goes a long way in just some of the intangibles of getting into colleges or getting scholarships. There was a student that got a $4,000 scholarship just by describing, here's what I did for an MH project.
Wow.
And then they renewed that each year. That's a sizable chunk of money. MH projects really do matter, and they can pay some dividends if college or scholarships are your end goal. But aside from that, you develop this ability to learn for yourself, dive into a subject, pursue an interest, and you're not afraid of what you don't know. It helps students really learn those things.
Now, that's great.
Another thing I'd like to mention, too, of just honors credit at MCA, if a student wants to graduate with honors, the way that process works is starting in eighth grade, if a student completes three or more MH projects a year, starting in eighth grade, and they do this for four of their 5 years, from eighth grade through their senior year, then they can graduate with honors when they graduate. A student can start that process in ninth grade and just do 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. They can start it in 8th and then take a year off. But so long as they complete three MH projects or more a year from 8th grade to their senior year, and they do that for 4 of their 5 years, they can graduate with honors. That's how the full version of the honors program works at MCA.
Well, Brandon, so students do the additional work, they learn more, they grow, they get help to establish that standard. Is there a way that they get to present this?
A lot of times they get to present it in their classes at the end of the year. Many classes will have like an MH day where students kind of share, here's what they've learned. And that way they can pass on their excitement, their enthusiasm, their knowledge that they've learned. And students enjoy hearing that from their peers. One of the things that we're doing that's new this year is we're going to have an MH awards night. And what we're going to do is we're going to award the top five MHs of the year and have a night where those MHs are on display, and then those students get to present that to the community. We'll invite parents, we're going to invite their peers, and give students a 10-minute platform to just present their idea to an audience. And then we'll recognize this as a school, as this is one of our top five MHs. What we're measuring on that are Mastery with Honors projects that are spawned in wonder, they use imagination, there's a lot of discovery, and then this idea of arete, which is one of my favorite Greek words. Arete, it's just a fun word to say.
I was going to ask you what that meant.
Arete is the Greek word for excellence or virtue. And so it's this idea that when something has arete or someone's displaying arete, it's just a wow factor of like, man, that is amazing. When you see LeBron James pull off an amazing dunk, just takes everybody's breath away, that's arete. What we want is we want these MH projects to have this quality of excellence that it's impressive when you see it, but they also are involved with a lot of imagination and creativity. It's not just, I'm just going to do another project for the sake of doing a project, but I'm really going to get into this, and here's these exciting things that I'm learning, and here's some wondrous questions that I'm asking, or maybe questions that come up as a result of what I've discovered. The way this process works for awarding those is teachers will recommend their favorite MHs to the deans, and then the deans will kind of cull this down to about 15 MHs, and then we'll send these 15 MH projects off to a panel that's in the community that doesn't have any direct link to MCA, so it's not parents, it's not people that are directly affiliated with what's happening at MCA this year, and they're just going to measure this blindly and say, these are the MHs that impress us. And then those will be the ones that will award the top five winners. And those will be the MHs that get presented sometime in April for this MH Awards night. And so I'm really excited about that because there's some amazing MHs that get done that I don't think get enough recognition. This can be a way to showcase the high quality MHs that get done and then also inspire everybody else in the great work that's been done.
We don't have enough time within this podcast especially, but the range of what's available out there, you're just going to have to go look, dads, and come up with ideas. One thing we've discovered, our middle son is going to be a junior this year, so we're 3 years into MH project experience now. But one thing we find ourselves saying and kind of we've begun to look for is that would make a good MH. Experience something, we have a thought, we have an idea, we see something going on or a need, and it's like, that would be a good MH. It's become part of our vocabulary. It's within our field of vision as far as a family and as dads. And I just encourage dads to, not just with MHs, but with everything about the upper school, part of our responsibility as dads is to scout ahead and see what's up there. And then part of our, back to the casting the vision part, is connecting what's ahead to what's going on in the house right now. Grammar dads, grammar moms, dads, do some scouting. Find out what's up there and find out exactly how that connects to what they're doing in the building blocks stage of it through the grammar school. Your kids will appreciate that. And extra bonus, your wife will really appreciate that.
Picking up on what General's just laying down, encourage your students to do MH projects. And so if your student's not going for honors project, you owe it to yourself and your kid owes it to his or herself to at least attempt one MH project during their time at the upper school.
Definitely.
Just to see what that experience is like. And if you're already there, then encourage your students to pursue that idea of graduating with honors, because that's a big deal. Another way that you can get involved, dads, is come to awards night when we have the MH awards night at the end of the year. And bring your son or daughter. Even if you're in the grammar school, if your kid can sit down for maybe an hour-long ceremony with five presentations, then that may help cast the vision for what's possible.
Well, Brandon, that's great. I think we've done a fair job, at least, of covering the point, why we do it, how it works as far as MH projects. We're going to wrap up today's podcast and just, again, encourage all dads out there and parents, just be intentional about being a better father, and you will be. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Goodnight Dad podcast, brought to you by Midland Classical Academy. Engaging minds, pursuing Christ, discovering greatness.